As per Geoffrey Chaucer, time and tide wait for no man. This has been a fast first year on council with a multitude of things to learn and required decisions to make. There are many more things council members must deal with than most Pelham residents may be aware, especially during capital and operating budget reviews. I came to council without any specific agenda as I wanted to see firsthand, without bias, how the organization was functioning and my role and responsibilities as a member of council. I feel fortunate to be part of a good blend of experienced and new councillors, ready to share ideas and provide support and the generous help of town staff providing answers to what may seem like routine questions. I have been fortunate to gain a wide range of experience in my career in education, research, extension work for the government and as a small business person, and I felt it was critical to be aware of the things I could have impact on as well as recognize that there are many things at a municipal level that are beyond the control of a local council. This has been an education in politics and municipal affairs. Being a member on the newly formed Agriculture Subcommittee, the Airport Commission, the boards of Peninsula West and NPEI, along with council duties, has kept me moving, reading, and learning. I grew up on the outskirts of the rural village, Fenwick, with a mixed farm background, fruit crops, vegetable crops, field crops, and farm animals too, educated in Pelham before pursuing university and a career. I have kept my appreciation of the resources our town has within it. Not only natural resources but the vast human resources and expertise of the volunteers, service clubs, minor sports organizations and many more that spend countless hours making this a town people want to live in and be an active participant in all it has to offer. Running my own business and dealing with many organizations, government, nonprofit, academic, and private, has also made me very aware of the need to balance budgets and always be cognizant of debt and the ability to pay for debt. The town has been truly fortunate in the past number of years to be successful with applications for millions of dollars in grant money, 80-plus applications alone for 2021 to 2023, provincially and federally and foundations, which has allowed for several projects for recreation, infrastructure, and community programs. Without these grants, many projects otherwise would have been well beyond the capacity of a town approaching 20,000 residents, or approximately 7,500 ratepayers that get a tax bill each year. We are all aware of the rapid rise in costs of everything, and I show my age when my jaw drops at how rapidly some costs have changed. I was astounded to learn our newest fire station in North Pelham was built not that long ago at a cost $1.2 million and we recently approved budget for a fire truck purchase at a cost of $950,000, and is essential based on community needs and to meet provincial standards. I was informed that compared to other lower-tier municipalities in Niagara, we have a much higher debt load per capita. This leads me to the decision-making process I try to follow when I am in council meetings, needs versus wants versus wishes. It is a difficult juggling act as many approach us with requests for specific items and we as council must weigh these requests with essential expenses and repairs that must be paid for, water and sewer line replacements, road maintenance, safety issues or upgrading buildings to meet provincial standards, an example is the Fonthill Library upgrade to meet AODA standards, or funding for necessary buildings reaching the end of their functional life that must either be rebuilt or upgraded. Fire Station 1 and Tice Road Public Works are prime examples. Most residents are thrilled with the MCC, a wildly successful facility with huge use not only by Pelham residents but the entire region and beyond. However, it has a significant construction debt that will be paid for by the residents of Pelham for the next 25 years, and this is a significant budget item that cannot be deferred. During the budget review, I was informed that compared to other lower-tier municipalities in Niagara we have a much higher debt load per capita, 2.5 times more per person than other municipalities, but we are getting better each year, albeit slowly. These debts and future required builds make it a challenge to balance current needs with future wants and wishes. Like all places, we must plan for the future and recognize that plans must be fluid. The only constant in life is change. Finding the best path is not always easy and inevitably some residents are disappointed. Please be assured we are working together and doing our best for the entire town. Kevin Kerr is a Pelham Town Councillor representing Ward 1.